Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Hello.
Yes,
are
sir.
You there?
Yes.
Hey, I placed an order last night with you all, and man, that crazy website just keep adding stuff on to me, and which I didn't want.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
Yeah. Let me get to this email here. 66024. I've got an order number if you need order numbers.
What's your name?
Jason Evans.
Okay, Ms. Evans. Can you verify your P.O. box?
Yeah, it's 198.
Okay, so I do see where you ordered the smartwatch and the earbuds, and look like you got a replacement strap. So what you do not want?
And see, I really didn't want the earbuds or the straps, but there was no way for me to reject it. And they just kept adding onto my card. But I guess I'll go ahead and take the earbuds too.
So let me provide you with the terms and conditions on these items. So initially they charge shipping, and after that 14-day trial, they will charge full price. But I can extend out the trial that way, give you a full month before they charge you full price for the smartwatch and the earbuds.
Now, what's that? Well, let me take you off speaker here so I can hear you better.
Okay.
All right, what'd you say now?
Okay, so the terms and conditions on this product is initially they charge shipping, and after the 14-day trial, they will bill you full price for the smartwatch and the earbuds. But I can extend out the trial, that way giving you a full month before they charge you full price.
Now, what do you mean full price?
The full price for the smartwatch is $109.97, and the full price for the earbuds is
$99.97. Yeah, say that again, because there's something funny going on there. So, have they shipped it yet? I mean, can't we just cancel the damn things?
Well, if I can get you a 35% discount on that full price.
No, hell no, I wouldn't pay that. It was said $6.95 or something, and it was deceiving anyway, because they said it was linked into my T-Mobile saying, you know, their customer service and all this crap. So I bid on it, and I thought, well, since they had T-Mobile's name on it, I'll just do it. And I mean, how am I going to get it for that one price? Well, what's the catch here? What do you say now?
So that information would have been provided to you in the terms and conditions that initially they charge shipping, and after the 14-day trial, they will bill you full price for the item.
No, hell no. No, I'm not paying that. So so after a few weeks or whatever, they're going to try to bill me for the whole damn thing?
Yes.
No, hell no. No, they can shove that up their ass. I'll call my bank. I'll call the goddamn police. I don't care. I don't want that. I can get the same damn watch for about $25, $28 on Amazon. No, I thought it was $6.95, and that was deceiving anyway. I mean, who do I talk to? I'm just going to cancel the whole damn thing. That's craziness.
One second, okay?
Yeah, they are. They're goddamn mine. I'm fucking disabled anyway. I can't afford that.
So I did get the account canceled and got those payments canceled out as well.
Excellent.
So you should not receive.
No, hell no. They're out of their fucking mind. Them people stealing. So you got them all canceled? All three of them?
All the payments, yes.
Very good. And now, are they going to credit me back the money they took out?
Yes, I canceled out all the payments, so those funds should not be taken from your account.
Well, they're already taken out, I think. But
I just canceled the payments, so it should not be taken out.
So it shouldn't be coming out. Okay, no, well, if it comes out, I'm going to tell my company or my bank to cancel that shit and then be coming back on you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a deceiving. You know, I think people fucking people trying to make money. That ain't right. Damn. I tell you what. All right. No, I can buy them all day long on Amazon for $25, $30, $109.
But it wouldn't amount to our product. Our products are good. Our fitness watches.
Yeah. You tell yourself that. Say full of shit. Well, I appreciate you. Assistance, and I'll be checking the bank too, make sure that didn't come out because I swore it did.
Okay, well, no problem, sir. I do want to thank you for calling.
Can you send me an email confirming that?
Yes. Give me one second. It's your email, jasonpvan62@yahoo.com. An email should automatically be sent to you.
Okay, excellent. Hey, I appreciate your time, but if you need to tell your boss he's fucked, then that's stupid.
These calls are recorded, so they will hear it.
Well, he's probably a rich bastard too. All right, thanks.
No
I appreciate
problem.
Your time.
Thank you for calling, customer.